Pete Seeger died last night in New York. He was 94. Seeger was a folk singer, a political activist, an environmentalist, eventually an icon. He was also a major advocate for the five-string banjo. So to get a proper appreciation of Pete Seeger, it helps to turn to a banjo player. And we have just the man. Here's our longtime former newscaster, Paul Brown.
Pete Seeger was a tireless campaigner for his own vision of a utopia marked by peace and togetherness. His tools were his songs, his voice, his enthusiasm, and his musical instruments, as he told NPR in 1971.
Sometimes I think that old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, my one hope is the guitar is going to be mightier than the bomb.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening, hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out danger, hammer out a warning, hammer out a warning.
Pete Seeger came by his beliefs honestly. His father, Charles Seeger, was an ethnomusicologist and pioneering folklorist whose left-wing views got him into trouble at the University of California. Charles Seeger introduced his son to some of the most important musicians of the Depression era, including Leadbelly and Woody Guthrie. Seeger and Guthrie became fast friends, although they didn't agree on all things. They crisscrossed the country performing together.
Right around.
Seeger said that as early as 1941, they found themselves blacklisted.
We did one program on CBS radio, and a newspaper reporter out said, "Red minstrels try to get on the networks." And that was the last job we got.
Seeger was a member of the Communist Party in those early days, though he later said he quit after coming to understand the evils of Joseph Stalin. Following World War II and service entertaining the troops, Seeger teamed up with Lee Hayes, Ronnie Gilbert, and Fred Hellerman to form the astonishingly successful folk group, The Weavers.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Their version of Leadbelly's Good Night, Irene hit the top of the pop charts in 1950. Other hits followed, including On Top of Old Smoky, So Long, It's Been Good to Know You, and Wimoweb. Ronnie Gilbert said that from the start, Seeger's performances were transcendent, whether you were on stage with him or in the audience.
You got the sense that he was saying and singing way beyond the moment that he was in, the place that he was in. Alone on a stage in front of thousands of people, literally thousands of people, everybody got it. Everybody got his passion for music. People absorbed his passion and his ideals.
If the Weavers hit an emotional and cultural sweet spot in post-war America, the Red Scare quickly soured it. Seeger refused to answer questions before Congress in 1955 about his political beliefs and associations. He was held in contempt and nearly served a jail sentence before charges were finally dropped in 1962 on a technicality. But the troubles with Congress finished the Weavers as a major touring and recording group. Seeger went out on his own again.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe, but there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go.
Shut out of the big gigs, he played coffee houses, union halls, and college campuses to support his family. His wife, Toshi, managed his affairs and raised their children in the cabin they had built in Beacon, New York. He co-founded and wrote for Sing Out, one of the first and most important magazines to grow out of the folk revival. He produced children's songs and books, but his commitment to causes never waned.
I say it's to the interest of every human being in the United States of America to get some good senators out of Mississippi for a change, and you can do it, and you will do it soon, I know. Now here's the song which Cordell Regan told you about.
Seeger sang and marched nationwide for civil rights and against the Vietnam War. In 1968, he went local, but of course in a big way. Upset at the filth clogging the Hudson River near his home, he spearheaded the building of the sloop Clearwater, which volunteers sailed up and down the Hudson. Politicians and polluters had to take notice. Seeger, not surprisingly, saw a larger purpose.
Bringing these people together, all these people, is the essential thing. And this is what the Clearwater almost miraculously has started to do on the Hudson.
For all of his social activism, Seeger said more than once that if he'd done nothing more than write his slim book, How to Play the Five-String Banjo, his life's work would have been complete. Seeger's grandson, Tao Rodriguez Seeger, plays banjo and performed with his grandfather. He says the paperback, which is chock full of chords and techniques, is a challenge.
It's not a thick book, but it's thick stuff. He doesn't really explain it too well. It's just sort of quick and it's got a little diagram. Here's how you do it. But it's great. It's an awesome resource. I have a copy.
Not just through his books, but through his sheer force of presence, Seeger became a model for younger folk musicians. Singer and songwriter Tom Paxton said he learned invaluable lessons from Seeger about how to reach an audience.
Look him in the eye. Make a gesture of inclusion, which he did all the time. And above all, have a chorus. So I learned from Pete, you know, to have something for them to sing.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Bringing people together and getting them to sing out may be one of Pete Seeger's greatest legacies. But when it came to saving the world, Tao Rodriguez Seeger says his grandfather ultimately seemed to question whether the guitar was mightier than the sword.
Troubled him deeply that technology was so advanced, but our emotional state was so inadequate to cope, that with the push of a button, in a fit of rage, we could wipe ourselves off the face of the earth. And he really wanted to fix that, and always felt like he failed.
But if Pete Seeger didn't save the world, he certainly did change the lives of millions of people by leading them to sing, to take action, and to at least consider his dream of what society could be. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown.
Do everything, turn.